The Beaver Dam baseball team getting ready for their playoff opener against Cedarburg on Tuesday night under the light. 7 o'clock first pitch on Daily Dodge TV as we bring in head coach Nate Wilkie. Coach, team got a big win against Thomas Moore to end the year. Do you feel like your teams are ready for a postseason run?
I hope so. You know, we've been saying all year that, you know, we've got a lot of talent on the team and, you know, the ability to do some special things. And you know, I think it was a great game against a really good team. And we just kind of played solid baseball, had good pitching and, you know, good defense and timely hitting. And that's kind of what we've been saying we need all year. So hopefully that continues onto the regionals and beyond.
Coach, your team, you finished up at 500. You've had teams as well in the past that have, you know, finished up right around this area and you've been able to get it going in the postseason. Is there something teams do? Do you think there's something about Beaver Dam baseball that kind of gets them playing their best ball once the second season starts?
I think, you know, your goal is to obviously keep getting better as the season goes on. And I think we've done that. And, you know, we've got kind of a young team this year. And, you know, they've, you know, kind of developed and stuff as years gone by. And, you know, we play a very tough non-conference schedule. So I think that kind of really has always prepared us for the tournament and stuff. So hopefully, you know, this year we've got Cedarburg. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we get on a roll here and win some games.
Coach, Cedarburg, a team coming out of the North Shore Conference. I think they finished 500 in the North Shore Conference. But just what are your thoughts on Cedarburg when you saw that was going to be the draw?
Well, we were kind of fighting for that 8 and 9 seed. We kind of knew that the two of our teams would kind of be in that spot. So, you know, we were glad to get a home game out of it. You know, we know they play a good conference, that North Shore is a good conference, and, you know, they've got Hartford and Whitefish Bay and stuff. So we know they've got good competition. And we sent a guy to watch their game last week, so we get a little bit of information on their, you know, their hitters and stuff and who we expect to see pitching. So kind of a team, like I said, similar to us, 500, and you know, hopefully we, you know, play a good game and beat them.
Do you like seeing a team that's fresh when you get to the postseason, or sometimes, you know, you end up getting paired up with a team maybe you've seen in the regular season or a conference opponent, just the way the seedings drop now? Do you like the intrigue of preparing for the unknown, because it goes both ways?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't know much about them and they don't know much about us. So it's kind of, you know, the advantage would be, you know, certain things that we do, you know, that they're not so familiar with, you know, seeing us versus, you know, you go to a conference game where, you know, you try to do like different pickoff moves and different coverages and stuff, and you know that they're aware of what you're going to do. So yeah, it'll be fun. And it's always kind of fun to play a team. I don't think we've ever played Cedarburg before. So should be a good game.
Coach, under the lights as well. The lights are installed to have a playoff game under the lights. Just got to be excited for that.
Yeah, it was kind of something, you know, when they you kind of choose when you want to play. So then, you know, initially I thought, well, that'd kind of neat to have a night game just with it. It'd be a fun atmosphere, you know, playoff atmosphere, and then underneath the lights. And then as we kind of talked about more with our AD, we knew that the girls then played at 5 o'clock. So we're just thinking with parking and, you know, even having the crowd, you know, go from the girls game over to our game, hopefully it should be a really kind of a neat atmosphere.
All right, Coach, keys to the game if you want to advance to the regional final.
Well, we just have to play the way we're capable of playing. Like I said, I think Jeffrey Freund will start in the mound for us, and, you know, he's just got to throw strikes like he's been doing. And then, you know, we have to hit the ball well and not have errors. We've kind of been, you know, shot ourselves in the foot, you know, quite a bit this year where, you know, we let a inning turn into a huge inning with maybe an error or, you know, some type of miscue. And so we just have to avoid that. And I think, you know, I like our chances. You know, we've got a, you know, good team. And, you know, if we put it all together, I think we're tough to beat.
That's the Nate Wilkie Show for today. Coach, I appreciate the time and good luck.
Yep, thanks, Wade.
It's Beaver Dam and Cedarburg Tuesday night on Daily Dodge TV.